KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media, communications, and journalism students at Fresno State. 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, I'm Victoria Picazzo. Thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
I'm Leslie Gonzalez. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we will be celebrating Women's History Month. And in case no one has told you, happy Women's History Month, girly.
In honor of Women's History Month, two Fresno State students, Elle Martin and Lily Diaz, will join us. We will discuss women working and operating in traditionally male-dominated fields and the importance of forming connections that support overall academic performance and one's future goals.
And later, we'll be standing on business and answering men's most asked questions about the girlies, so be sure to stick around.
But first, we take a look at a student athlete and social media leader.
Elle Martin is a senior at Fresno State majoring in business sports marketing, a member of the equestrian team, and an intern with Fresno State Athletics. Here's Lauren with more.
Elle Martin has recently taken lead on Fresno State's men's basketball social media. She has been the woman behind the camera and captions for many recent posts.
Taking on the role of managing the men's basketball social media account has really been an adventure. I feel like I've learned a lot about content creation and being so much more creative and trying to be a little bit more out of the box and really applying all of the things that I'm learning in class. I'm a business sports marketing major, so a lot of it is about like getting consumers' attention and advertising and all those kinds of things. And I've really come to appreciate the content creators who come up with these things that are so catchy and that go viral, because trying to do that, like even if you look at the people who do it so well and trying to mimic those things, like really, I felt like most of the time I was looking at other accounts, like the top basketball schools and what they were doing on their social media accounts, and really using that to try and fuel what I was trying to do. Also looking at our football account, which is always so on fire. They've got great content. They have such great content because they have the people who are pouring into it, who are going and looking at other accounts. I talked to some of the ladies, like one of my supervisors and another one of the women who works in athletics, who runs the football account sometimes. She says you look at the best accounts and you really want to mimic what they're doing so that we can catch on to those same things. Like obviously it's working for them, so it's going to work for us too. And even if it doesn't pan out, just continuing to do those things that are proven to work well for other schools. And maybe we don't have the same following as these other schools, but people are attracted to it. And so kind of just applying those things and being persistent, and also learning that I can't take it personally when content doesn't go, like it doesn't take off like I wanted it to. Like there was a couple of posts that I was like, man, like this content is going to do super well. And then it kind of just flopped and I was pretty disappointed by it and I was taking it personally, but really I needed to learn that even though the content doesn't do as well as I thought it would, I can't take it personally. And that's okay. Like the next time it could go super great, or the content that I didn't think would take off goes viral. So I think it's really taught me a lot about being persistent. It's been cool to get to interact behind the scenes and kind of see what goes on and talking with photographers and yeah, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. It's also interesting to see that like these guys are just regular guys and it's been a great adventure.
But balancing three different roles hasn't always been easy for Elle.
I'd say the most challenging part about balancing all of those things has been not placing my worth and my value in each of those things, because I'm somebody who will go 110% and just like go until I drop, and I have so much FOMO that I don't want to miss out on anything. And so having my hands in the cookie jars in so many different areas and trying to pour out my energy into all these different things, I want to do them to the best of my abilities. I want to be a good steward of all these opportunities that God's given me, and it's tough for me to say no and to say I don't have the time to do that, or really find that balance to just slow down and not burn myself out. I'd say learning to have healthy boundaries and learning to have that balance in my own life of study, practice, rest a little bit, and then go do a game later on that evening has been definitely a challenge for me, but it's been extremely beneficial for me because I've learned to balance and I learned to take naps, which has been very helpful for me. But yeah, it it's definitely a balancing act that I have to continually try and bring myself to the Lord and really not place my worth and my value in what I do, but in who I am to Him. And like I mentioned earlier, when stuff doesn't go as planned with the social media, then I would think, okay, this isn't going well in this area, but at least my grades are doing well. And if I do poorly on a test, like, okay, my grades aren't doing that great, but at least my competition has been going great. My competing has been going well. And if that's not going well, like, not trying to just move my worth, my value, and how I'm doing into those other areas, but really staying firm in who I am and not allowing that to change based on how I'm doing in all of these different areas. So that's definitely been a challenge, and it's been great to get to solidify that, especially in my senior year, because I did feel like it took me a long time to figure that out, but this was the perfect opportunity to do that because I was able to balance the social aspect because I love being around people and going and doing fun things. And also, I love competing. I have that very firm competitive drive, and I love to be the best at something I can be. But it was humbling to be able to say, like, hey, I'm not doing well in two out of the three areas, or three out of the three areas, but that's okay, because I know that I'm just going to continue to diligently work in that. And I know that I'm doing my part to get rest, to eat healthy, to study and practice well. So to finally be able to say, like, hey, it's okay. And I think that comes a lot with maturity too, but to find that balance and really do that in a way where I don't place my worth and my value in how I do in each of these areas has been a huge blessing.
Despite her challenges and grueling schedule, Elle looked forward to an opportunity that aligned with her future goals. Elle will tell us more about the benefits of this competitive environment.
So this role was a big stepping stone for me. I felt like it really boosted my confidence and enabled me to take that next step and do it boldly in pursuing my career post-graduation. I want to be a professional horse rider and horse trainer, so I'm going to continue on being an athlete. But part of that role for the job that I accepted is managing social media profiles and being in charge of marketing and getting new clients in. So I'm also, not only am I riding and training horses, but I'm also interacting with customers and clients and trying to get new clients in, and then managing the social media pages to try and attract new clients and riders to come in. So to have this background of like what my plan is going to be going forward has been a huge help. Now that I have the, like, okay, I have the boldness to test something out, and if it doesn't work, okay, then it didn't work. I'm not putting that kind of pressure on myself to really figure it out of like, this content has to work and I have to be able to figure it out. Also giving myself a little bit more grace of realizing how long it takes, and really that if I want to do the content well, I need to have it planned out early in the week or like 2 weeks in advance of like, okay, let's video a couple of funny clips now and get two or three of them recorded. So then when I want to post them 2 or 3 weeks from now, I already have them ready to go. So capitalizing on different holidays or funny things that are happening in the just daily news or like world news or culture has been cool to figure out. And I think that's going to be really helpful for me, especially with the way that economy cycles, because that does impact, and school cycles, because that does impact our riding schedule. Like, we usually take the winters off, so using that as a time to really like get people in and get people involved. And also summertime, that's when we get a lot of kids who want to start riding horses because they have more time for school. So really using that as a time to capitalize on marketing and doing TikToks and engaging with our own clients so that they can refer their friends and different things like that. And also, this field being very male dominant has helped me really be a lot more, same thing, like a lot more confident, a lot bolder, and just talking and interacting with people of authority. A lot of the times I'm afraid I'm gonna say something wrong or being really a people pleaser. And now I feel like after being able to interact with people who are very high up or very stressed out, like some of the photographers at football games, or people who didn't get their credentials on time, and so they're asking you all these tough questions and you don't really have the answers to them, or you can't give them the answer that they want. Instead of just shrinking back and accepting it all on myself, it's enabled me to be able to be more confident in that and be firmer in the healthy boundaries that I have with people, not just let them walk all over me, but still be gentle and respectful, but to not be so afraid to say the tough things or have the tough conversations of also like, hey, I didn't appreciate that you did this, or I really would like this to happen, so what can I be doing to make this happen? So it really has has helped with the tough conversations. Also in my sport, the tippy top rankings are always male dominated as athletes. Like, men and women compete in the same categories, in the same field, which is unlike any other sport. And so now I feel like I'm able to ask them more questions because I've always gravitated more towards the women because they understand more what it's like. And also I don't want to bug these men who have such high rankings. But now I feel like, why not? Like, they offer great information and I don't have to worry so much about what they think of me or bugging them because they are superior or because they have everything together or they're doing so great, but that they're humans too. And I have the freedom to ask them questions for things that I don't really understand or I want clarity with, and to assert those boundaries with things that I don't appreciate and to say that boldly.
Although basketball season is over, Elle will continue this internship until she graduates this May. We wish Elle and the rest of the equestrian team luck this season. Back to you, Leslie and Victoria.
Elle isn't the only one making headway in a male-dominated space. As women entered college and pursued an education, Frat Row quickly became decorated with sorority houses. Over 1,000 men and women make up Fresno State's 38 fraternal organizations. Here's Victoria with more.
Meet Lily Diaz, a Fresno State freshman rocking the Kappa Kappa Gamma scene while also being involved with the RTDNA club and the social media team. Welcome, Lily. How do you balance your sorority life on top of classes, work, clubs, etc.?
Hi, Victoria. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's definitely a lot on my plate with holding, you know, a position in Kappa while still trying to hold a title of being RTDNA president and doing some MCJ department social media stuff. And it's just a lot, you know, on top of working, trying to maintain finances and still trying to stay in shape. I try. But it's hard for me to stay organized and be on schedule as it is. So I feel like these college years, it's really good for me to navigate and keep me on track. I would definitely say being a part of all these things has taught me to communicate better with everybody, like my sorority sisters, my colleagues, my classmates, and even family and friends about my schedule and commitments.
I totally feel you and understand, you know, being a freshman in college, jumping into a new lifestyle can be very overwhelming. A lot of college students often struggle balancing academics, jobs, and extracurricular commitments. However, Kappa Gamma's focus is to inspire positive change, mental health, and well-being. I shined a little bit on Kappa's philanthropy. What is it and what events or activities does your chapter do to support your philanthropy?
Kappa Kappa Gamma is really dedicated to, you know, just promoting mental health, especially I feel like it's very crucial in today's time. But as a chapter, we raise money to support NAMI, which is National Alliance of Mental Illness, every year. Some events we have coming up this month is grilled cheese. So we just sell grilled cheese for a cause, or this year we're doing something really fun, which is Kappa Olympics. Last year we did softball. It's just fun things we do to raise money with other fraternities here on campus and just really involving Greek life as a whole.
I love that Greek life emphasizes on philanthropy, academic success, and your well-being. It's not just about the stereotypes of partying, but there still is a social aspect within the Greek life, and you can gain so much more than just that. That brings us to our last question. What do you hope to gain from being in Kappa?
The sorority has brought me great community that I feel like I was lacking. A little background about me is I actually grew up in Kingsburg, and I still chose Fresno State knowing it was going to be a commuter school. With the sorority, I feel like it's just brought me great connections and networking, and it's just so great to be a part of this national organization, and it's truly, really something special to be a part of.
I totally feel you on the connections and networking aspect. I actually transferred back to Fresno State for those reasons because I felt like I was missing out on those things. But thank you so much, Lily, for joining me and sharing your experience that you have had within student involvement and Greek life.
Men always say women are so confusing. The Girls Club took to social media and asked men what they want to know about women. To no one's surprise, it was a lot.
Our Instagram polls received over 100 responses. We've compiled the polls. Let's clear the air with a women's perspective. Here's Leslie and Victoria with their answers to the top four questions.
The polls were definitely popping, but for this week, we took the top four most asked questions. So our first question is, why do we as men always have to pick what we eat or where we go out to eat?
Women make a lot of decisions daily that most men don't have to make. Men will never understand the process behind our outfits and how we want to style our hair. It honestly feels nice when you as a man make plans, are decisive, and take the lead.
I have even seen on TikTok where men tell their partner, "Hey, guess where I'm taking you to eat?" And whatever their partner responds is where they go. Some will even act surprised and be like, "Wow, how did you know I was going to take you there?" So be creative. We're just girls.
Next, we had someone ask, why don't women compliment men or make the first move?
Well, this is two questions in one. So in my opinion, women making the first move will be more about the physical actions than what we actually say, like touching your arm or just getting closer to you. Most girls who do make that first move probably feel confident that you're interested. So men, please make some eye contact and make us feel some sort of interest on your part.
I think the universal male compliment is probably "you look nice," but that feels boring and overused. A lot of girls will compliment men.
If they don't, it's probably the fear of rejection or feeling like they're dumb. But I think it falls back on the level of comfort you feel with someone, the vibe. If we feel confident that you're interested, we are more likely to compliment you or make the first move. So our next question is, how long are women willing to wait to be proposed to?
I think many factors play a role in this. Each couple has their own timeline.
I've heard some men usually know they want to marry their person within the first 6 months of dating them. But then we need to consider high school sweethearts or even those couples who may not be in a strong financial situation.
I would definitely say reassuring your partner is important and communication is key when thinking about marriage. Just be realistic with what timeline fits your relationship. This brings us to our last question. If he's a 2, what would make him a 10?
Why is he a 2? I feel like this could be a variety of things. Confidence is key king. But there are things as a man you can do that make you so much more attractive to the girlies. For example, and I hate that I even have to include this, having good hygiene, good banter, and just being a kind and approachable person. It really is about being sure of yourself. And that wraps up our show today. Next week, we will talk about Fresno State Vintage Days, spring sports, and new training events on campus.
Today's episode of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Hanayo Oya for the Department of Media Communications and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Carissa Guzman.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Leslie Gonzalez.
And I'm Victoria Picazzo. See you next week.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.